You are listening to Radio Prague's special Czech language course, Czech by Numbers, which explores numbers and their usage in everyday Czech speech. Today I'm joined by
Daniela Lazarová.
This is lesson number 5.
Lekce číslo 5.
The word for the number
5
is very similar in all Slavonic languages. In certain situations, the number 5 becomes
pětka,
the worst mark in school, and number 5 tram, or a colloquial expression for a 10-crown coin. It sounds strange that a 10-crown coin is called a fiver, but that's because the origin of the name dates back to the times of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Before currency reform at the turn of the 19th century,
pětka
was a name for a 5-florin note, which was the equivalent of a later 10-crown note. Staying on a historical note, an interesting use of 5 before 1989 was the notorious
pětiletka,
or 5-year plan, used by communist central planners to set production targets. 5 is also the number of fingers on a hand, and if you say that somebody has bought something for 5 fingers,
za pět prstů,
it means they stole it. To say that somebody is bright, Czechs sometimes use the idiom
má všech pět pohromadě.
He or she has all 5 together, meaning all 5 senses. The ordinal number 5th is
pátý,
that is for the masculine gender.
Pátá
in the feminine, standing on its own, can mean 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So 5 o'clock tea is
čaj o páté.
Note the change of the grammatical case. In the neuter gender, the 5th is
páté,
as in a 5th child.
Páté dítě.
The word is used in the idiom
páté kolo u vozu,
which literally means the 5th wheel on a cart. The figurative meaning is somebody who's not needed, who's left out, who's useless, superfluous. And closely related is the word
pátek,
Friday, the 5th day of the week. And that's it for lesson number 5.
Pátá lekce.
We'll be back next week with more Czech numbers and numerals. Till then,
naschledanou.
Bye-bye.
Pavla Horáková there with Czech by Numbers, and there'll be another one of those along shortly.